Morning Brew is presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. You'll have the time of your life.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
What the heck was that, Michael Malone?
You know, it was a very, very quiet locker room. And, you know, you can take that many different ways. I'm taking it as our guys are disappointed in our performance tonight, all the way across the board, you know, for myself, all the way down to player number 18. We got out coached, we got outplayed. And you can feel sorry for yourself, or you can do whatever you can to try to be better come game three. And that's my focus.
It's one thing to get beat.
Yeah.
Okay. Minnesota's a better team. They're a deeper team, more athletic team, and they're a hungrier team. But how do you explain? Please, I think we're all wondering, how do you explain the meltdown? How? Please.
I'd love to be able to sit here and give you a theory. I can't.
Is it that you haven't been punched in the mouth like this the last 2 years? You got too busy smelling your own fumes that the moment, I mean, was this the classic case of the bully finally being stood up to and the bully just turns and cowers?
Certainly feels that way, doesn't it? It certainly feels like you got punched in the mouth and you had zero response other than cry. You know, your eyes watered up.
I mean, Jamal Murray throwing a heating pad out on the floor? I mean, talk about an image that can stick with a guy. We all want the images of Jamal to be game winners.
Yeah.
Not this. Come on, that's a little biatch move right there.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, you think about what the potential consequences are. That thing slides out there, you step, roll an ankle, do whatever. I mean, it can be a serious potential injury. I can't even fathom doing something that stupid. You know, and it just, again, you've got this championship, or you're supposed to have this championship medal, and you...
Dude, I thought it was
a lack of maturity by the Nuggets.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be on full display last night. I did. I
did too.
I couldn't have been more wrong. They look like a team that was made up of a bunch of young players, you know, young, immature players who don't know any better. It was embarrassing.
They look like the Raiders from back in my day. Just rolled over.
Ugh. Ugh, really?
They just rolled.
That's what it reminded you of?
Yeah, just rolling over.
As if it didn't already hurt.
This is sad.
Now you got to bring that up.
Yeah.
106-80. Season low in points for the Nuggets as they were never in this one. I mean, Minnesota could have won that by 40 if they wanted to. Certainly called the dogs off. So now the Nuggets down 2-0. Only four teams in really the modern NBA era have ever come back after losing the first two at home. They're going to have some time to think about this one and try to figure things out. They don't play again until Friday. Friday, game three in Minnesota. Next on the Morning Brew, Avalanche. Oh, we turn our lonely eyes to you, Jared Bednar and crew.
You always reflect on ways you could have handled situations better. Like, not just tactically, but mentally. You know, like, the game, you have to be mentally tough and resilient to play and win in this league. And that's, you know, we've kind of been trying to pride ourselves on that all year long, staying even keel and just focusing on our process.
Well, Av Stars, game one, round two. We'll see. I'm kind of curious to see how Dallas comes out. I think the Avs will be ready. Although, you know, last night you had the NHL playoffs. You had Boston at Florida. Florida at home, sitting comfortably, had a week off, ready to go. Boston playing a game seven on the road, traveling less than 48 hours later. They hammered Florida It was Boston that had all the momentum, and it was Florida that looked flat. So, mm-hmm. Part of me thinks that Dallas, having just played an emotional game seven on Sunday night, that the Avs might have an advantage. I don't know. Maybe it's just keep riding that momentum. It's not a matter of a hangover. It's a matter of riding that momentum wave.
Now, you've been one to say that rest is a weapon. Haven't you said that? Rest is a weapon?
I think ultimately over the course of a seven-game series, just like I think it'll end up proving to be to Florida's benefit, the long haul of a series,
right?
Rest matters in the end. But at least at the beginning of the series, game one, something like this, maybe momentum matters more.
Mo is important. There's no question.
Well, we shall see. Because
yes.
After last night, I have no idea what to expect. Let's just sit back, see how they go out, see what happens. I do think the Avalanche much hungrier. They're a much hungrier team than certainly the Nuggets have proven themselves to be. Next on the Morning Brew, speaking of those NBA and NHL playoffs, did you see the controversial end of the NBA game last night between the Knicks and Pacers? That was a bogus call. The screen, the illegal screen called illegal. Against Miles Turner.
Yeah.
When Indiana had the ball in less than 20 seconds left with a chance to go down and take the lead, maybe win the game, they called that was a bogus call. That was a bad, bad call moment.
DiVincenzo?
Nice flop, dude. Nice. Mm-hmm. Stan Van Gundy was like, hey, in a city that is known for great acting on Broadway, there you go. So, hey, the fix is in, right? They're howling about that in Indiana today.
Yeah. Well, there is a now that the Lakers are out, there is certainly a favorite in the clubhouse there, and that's the Knicks.
Yes. They are going to do everything they can to get themselves a Boston-New York Eastern Conference final, and then whatever happens out here on the West. Next on the Morning Brew, are they still your Colorado Rockies? Limp home after a 1-7 homestand. They'll be hosting the San Francisco Giants tonight. And Mark, your Rockies come in to tonight with the worst record in baseball.
Well, I will say, they did win that first game in Pittsburgh after the team meeting.
After the meeting.
So maybe they ought to have another closed-door meeting, Mike?
Actually, they are not the worst team in baseball. They are actually ahead of the White Sox by one half game. The Rockies are 8-26. The White Sox are 8-27.
Oh, but what about me? Wait a minute. What'd you say?
The Rockies are 8-26.
Uh-huh.
And the White Sox are 8-27. So
it's the
White Sox have just
all important loss
column. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Good.
I was trying
to figure that out.
When do the Rockies and White Sox play?
Oh my gosh!
Come on, get your tickets to that series.
15 innings, 0-0.
Do they seriously? Now you got me curious. They play at the White Sox in late June.
In late June.
Oh, throw the records out, please. When those two get together eventually. So Rockies, San Francisco tonight. Be curious to see what the crowds are like.
We ought to do a Schlereth and Evans road trip to that series.
Yeah. That's just where I want to go. South side of Chicago to watch those two teams play. No, thank you.
Morning Brew is presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. You'll have the time of your life.